This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. I'm presuming that nobody threw you out of the shop today, did they?
Nope.
That's always
around me anywhere today. I've been working pretty hard, actually. I had a lot of phone calls to make and just a lot of stuff to get done today. Hopefully I'll get to work on some guns tonight.
There you go. So, I told you this. I talked to Joe yesterday on the phone, and I told you about this yesterday. I have this thing, right, that I just cannot get past. I'm not apologetic about it, but as it goes with carrying a gun, if I'm carrying a gun for self-defense, then for me, I prefer single action. And I prefer single action because it is easier to actually do a clean trigger pull on that, which should be just straight back, right? No pushing left or right.
Correct.
It's easier, and actually Dave Harrington, he got out there and he pointed one thing out. When we're talking about the 22-degree grip angle on, like, say, a Glock versus the 18-degree on a 1911, 2011, 2019, that not only makes it changes your point of aim, it also changes the way your finger lines up on the trigger, doesn't it?
Yes. Absolutely, it does. So, you know, it changes the whole physiology of how your hand is positioned.
Can you turn your head left like you do sometimes when the phone is doing that little cutout thing?
Yeah, I can move the phone if you want.
Please.
It's really windy here.
Okay.
Really windy here today.
Yes, but you sound so much better already.
Okay, good. The 22-degree angle changes the physiology of how your hand is positioned, and for some people it works fine. For other people, it does not work at all. Depends on the size and shape of your hand. You know, if you got a hand, we were laughing the other day, if you got a hand like a fella I just met recently who his hand is shaped like a potato, you know, when I shook his hand, I was like, oh, my gosh. Your hand is like a potato. It's just thick, you know, because he's a machinist and he's handling steel all the time. And, you know, he's got little short fingers. I don't know how you even grab a gun like that, you know. Strongly, that's for sure. Strongly. He doesn't lose a grip, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, it depends on the shape and size of your hand, I think, what works best. Generally speaking, that 18-degree grip angle works best.
Is this why in the last go-round, when they were deciding what was going to be the new service pistol, I kind of expected Glock to win that one.
No, I didn't. I knew that they were going to win because they didn't have extra safety.
Well, if you look at the new SIGs now, the new SIG 320s, they all have that safety notch on the frame, but they don't have the safety you have to specifically buy the the M17 as far as that goes. But having said that, do you think that had anything to do with it as far as getting more people being able to handle the gun? Joe?
What do you ask?
Well, I'm asking about the grip angle. Do you think the grip angle had anything to do with their choice because more people could grip the gun uniformly?
No. No, I don't think that had hardly anything to do with it, if I had to guess. If I had to wager a guess, I would say it was price point, availability, and the safety issues. I think that's probably pretty much what it is. Now, I will say, I knew this some time before it became officially announced, just because of some friends that were very close to the situation. You know, the Coast Guard came. So, all the military is doing and the Coast Guard's like, yeah, we're going to do Glock 19. Thanks for playing.
Right.
So, you know, but they operate in a saltwater environment all the time. You know, some of the SEAL team guys, they're carrying Glock 19s too, because, well, saltwater environment all the time. And the Glock 2 crew themselves be very good in that environment. And they can be taught how to, you know, people can learn how to shoot Glock.
Right.
And in the smaller, you know, I think the smaller the unit you get to, the more diversity and more freedom of selection they have. I mean, I know some guys in some places doing some things that are shooting single stack 1911s and wide body 1911s. So, you know,
we're missing a lot of what you're trying to tell us because the phone keeps cutting out on us.
Better?
That last part was, yes.
Okay, so I think as far as like big army, big military contract, I think what it really probably comes down to more than anything is the dollars.
Right.
How many pennies can we save? Because, you know, you're not talking about outfitting a small unit. You're talking about, oh, we need to buy 250,000 pieces. Well, you know, if one contract is $10 less, okay, cool.
Gotcha. Anyway, so with and I'm going to give you the crux of the issue here for me, and you're going to, and hopefully you'll talk me through all of this because you are the maestro of the builds. I have decided that the Fat WMGC will withstand anything I put it through in the way of any sort of torture test. Now, having said that, I don't bury guns and see if they'll work that way, because that never happened to me when I was in the military. Guns fell off of the armored personnel carrier sometimes, and you know, they land on the ground and maybe the barrel would get bent or something, but we just send that back to the armorer to get fixed. But I never had anything spontaneously get buried or fall into the mud or get sand stuck in it. And if it did, we pulled it apart before, you know, and we cleaned it.
Of course.
So in my world now, as I'm looking around here, and I keep having a few people getting out there saying, well, you know, you really need to go with the more dependable Striker fired. And this is where the crux of these things come in for me, because if I pull a gun out and I'm going to use it in self-defense, the biggest thing I do not want to do is have a round go anywhere other than what I'm aiming at.
Right.
And right now, and it all comes down to having zeroed optics for me. I obviously am designed at this point in my life to be a person running guns with optics. I have two that have optics on them, and those two are, you know, just pinpoint accurate, and those two are probably going to be the ones I carry, and both of them, one of them is a 2019, one of them is a 2011. I want to talk about what you run into with this as we go along. Coming up on the first break, you can catch Joe's stuff. You can catch it on Instagram or Facebook as Chambers Custom. You can find his website, chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And I've come to this. I'm just about done working on this. How many people come to you and they're Glock people or they're M&P people or they're double action, single action people? And they come to you and you completely knock them out of their comfort zone when you put a gun in their hands. It is as reliable as it is, and at the same time, performs so much better.
it doesn't happen as often now as it used to. Probably the most recent one was Jared. You know, Jared's a Glock guy. He's used them on duty for years and years. And when he got his regulator, I think that pretty much sealed the deal. He was like, oh, yeah, I like this. But most people that are getting into the game at the level that we play at have some experience with 1911s or even 2011s from the past. So it's not a complete culture shock to them, but at the same time, you know, they are pleasantly surprised by what they find. We had a couple of friends here, Steve and one of his friends were here a couple of days ago, and his friend shot a couple of our guns. Now, she shot some of Steve's guns before in the past, and the regulator and the knife fighter. And so she got to shoot some other guns that we have here at the shop, like my Yeti. And she was like, holy smokes, that's completely different than other 2011s and 1911s I've shot. The feel, in particular, the trigger in particular. And, you know, so that's a nice feeling. It's a great feeling.
Explain to me, as far as dependability is concerned, why is there not a 1911 gun at the price point of, say, a Glock? And does it have to do with the design? Or does it have to do with just the difference in the between a single action pistol and a striker-fired pistol? Why is it that with, because I see this all the time, I'll see somebody get out there and say, you know, such and such brand of 1911 is a good starter platform, so I'm going to buy this, it's $700, and I'm going to send it off and have $2,000 worth of work done on it. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the long and short of it is this. First of all, let's establish a point. If you talk to any of the high-end professional trainers that you know, and you get them to be candid with you, off the record, they will tell you the same thing that they've told me dozens and dozens of times, which is, point in fact, they see tons of Glocks fail in class. Tons of them. Right? Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about how, you know, it's not a big deal because it's a $500 pistol, and you get what you pay for.
Right.
But they see tons of that. They see tons of M&Ps fail in class. They see tons of XDs fail in class. So, you know, this idea of, oh, only 1911s that cost $500 suck. No, you're wrong. I mean, I've seen it myself in class. You know, I was in a class this last year, and one of the only guys in class that continued to have problems with shooting a Glock. All right. You know, is that an anomaly? I don't think so. You know, it just happens. It's a mechanical item. That's the way it is, you know. I mean, it's like the argument of which is best, Dodge, Chevy, or Ford. Well,
right.
They all run. Personally, I like Toyota. Okay, but you know, it's the same argument. So if you're talking that $500 to $700 class range of guns, you're getting what you pay for. If you buy a 1911 that's in the $500 to $700 range, you know, let's say you buy a Ruger. Ruger's better than most. In that range. But you got to know that you're somewhat limited to ammo choice. You're never going to shoot any 230 grain hollow points out of that base stock gun with any amount of reliability because it's not built for that. That gun is built for 230 grain ball, 185 grain hollow points, etc. You know, if you buy a stock Glock, you got to realize that this isn't true anymore. It used to be true. But you had to realize you can't shoot lead ammo out of it. Not unless you're going to clean the barrel every couple hundred rounds.
Right.
Okay, that's a limitation. So all of these platforms, within reason, have their own limitation. It's not until you get to, for example, you know, you want to drop $3,000 on an agency Glock, well, you can shoot whatever you want out of that gun. But it's a $3,000 polymer pistol. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That, you know, people see value in a $3,000 Glock. Awesome. I mean, they're cool looking guns. They run good. They perform good. I've shot many of them, and they're a nice pistol. You know, would I personally pay that for one? Nah, because it's not my thing, you know? But, I mean, I have a Socko TRG and TRG 42 and 338 Lapua that most people look at and go, that's ridiculous. I would never pay for that. Okay, so, I mean, it's just different strokes for different folks. And so when you get into the 1911 world, and this is where guns like our WMG line really shine, you know, you can get into a WMG single stack for under $5,000. That is a hand-built 40 to 50 hours of man-hour time. All of the best parts available on the market that we've searched for years and years and sourced for years and years to get the very best parts. And I've done hundreds and thousands of hours of R&D and tens of thousands of rounds of ammo to make sure we get the best parts, you know, for under $5,000. And people call me all the time, and they go, "What about this brand of 1911 or that brand of 1911? They're all in that range of, you know, $3,000 to $5,000." And I'm like, "Well, this company makes a really cool 1911, really nice, and most of the time their quality is up to snuff. But they make 3,000 or 4,000 guns a year, which is a whole lot different than 150 guns a year."
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you had a 1,000 guys working for you. You know, if you had 500 guys working for you, okay, that would be reasonable. But if you've got, you know, 20 gunsmiths or less, and they're building 4,000 guns a year, you have to understand that it's not the same build quality. Just simply not.
Yeah.
So, you know, and some of it comes back to, Bill, what do you like? You know?
Well,
I mean, I have friends.
Yeah.
Well, I have friends that like cool colors. Cool. Get one that's painted. Get a Cerakote one. You know, I mean, Boyd does amazing work for Nighthawk. They're cool looking guns, man.
Yeah.
Just not what we do.
Hang on for me, because you pointed something out that I'm going to sort of emphasize when we get back. But for those of you who are interested in getting involved with Chambers Custom, you can find them on Instagram or Facebook at Chambers Custom. And you can also find them at their website, chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Florida, saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding big rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition, division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. President Trump campaigning as well in Florida, the president in Tampa touting the economic comeback.
We created the greatest economy in history, and now we are doing it again.
His policies would create a depression, and he wants you to surrender our country. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to surrender our country to China, to all of these other countries.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans will have to wait for another stimulus package, and a top White House official says that's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's fault.
Our team now believes that the Speaker has no intention of compromising on key issues. She is going to hold up key assistance like the PPP, small business assistance, and unemployment assistance.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News. The aforementioned Speaker at her weekly press conference is happy, though, that early voting is taking place across the country.
It's a joy to behold people exercising their civic duty, honoring the sacred right that we have to vote in our democracy.
That includes massive mail-in voting, Pelosi holding a briefing at the Capitol and accusing Republicans without proof of continuing efforts to suppress voting, calling it appalling. Netflix is raising their subscription rates. The standard plan will now cost $13.99 a month, while premium will be $17.99. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we were just talking about 1911s and everything. I've been to, unfortunately, not nearly as many classes as I should have gone to. I didn't realize the failure rate for some of these guns. Although I do know that people like Steve Fisher, he carries literally a box of guns because he anticipates people's guns breaking, doesn't he?
Correct.
So, is it fair to say, whereas a gun built by you is going to take between 40 and 50 hours of labor, most other manufacturers are looking to see how many guns their gun assemblers, their smiths, can put together in 40 hours, aren't they?
Well, I don't even know if it's so much as that. As it is, they have a different set of goals, you know, and I talk to other gun manufacturers about this all the time. You know, their goals are not my goals. My goals are not their goals.
Sure.
You know, if you work for a company where you make 3,000 or 4,000 guns a year, and there's nothing wrong with that, and you're the boss, and you walked into the owner and said, "Hey, we're going to cut production down to 150, you know, guns a year and change our quality, you know, upper quality to where everything is hand fit, but if we're going to drop production down to 150 guns a year." You would be fired immediately. I mean, there wouldn't even be a question about it because that owner of that business, you know, whoever he is, has a specific goal in mind, and that's
right.
Totally fine. That's their business. You know, like for us, I had a goal in mind, you know, that as we grew to where we are now, and we're kind of at the final growth spot for us, that I wanted, you know, my guys to be able to build guns comfortably and to my quality level. And, you know, could I push them? Could I say, hey, you guys got to have these guns built to my quality level in 3 days each? Sure. They would have to work 20 hours a day or 15 hours a day. And then their quality of life would be worse and their quality of time here would be worse and productivity would go down and quality would go down. And then I wouldn't be happy. So like for us here at Chambers Custom, I just found it to be a lot easier to go, hey, you know what, this is a reasonable amount of time to build again. If you get skillful enough that you can complete the gun to my level of expectation in 30 hours, awesome. That's amazing, and you'll be rewarded for that. If not, if it takes 40 or 50, but it's still my level of quality, fine. That's great. You get rewarded for that. And in doing so, you know, what ends up happening is we stay relatively small. Very, very limited client base, if you will, or small client base, smaller, because we have smaller numbers. And we're also a little bit more expensive because, you know, the quality of the gun's a little higher.
Well, you are on the upper end as far as, but I mean, I've seen plenty of 1911s at places where I, you know, at other sponsors of mine. I've seen plenty of 1911s that exceed $8,000, $9,000, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't consider yours to be the most expensive. I do think yours are probably the most slightly over engineered of any of them out there, which I kind of like, to be honest with you. You ever heard your product called over-engineered before?
Yeah, by more than a few people.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that over-engineering continues to produce decent results, you know, so.
Well, that's the truth.
Did you see the picture of the gun that I posted the other day that when Fisher was here?
The one that looked like it had been used to, like it was grating a bunch of black cheese.
Yeah, it looked like it was filled with mud.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know at what round count he last cleaned that gun. The gun has a total of about 12,500 rounds. And he probably cleaned it about 3,000 or 4,000 rounds ago. He's been on the road, you know. I mean, He went to Oregon, Washington, Texas. He was in Michigan before that, Ohio. He's been all over the place. But the point of that picture was that gun still ran perfectly because he kept it properly lubed, even though it was really dirty. Well, if a gun's not properly engineered, it wouldn't do that.
Right. Steve doesn't clean his guns. When you take his class, he's like, I don't clean my guns.
No, I clean his guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, serious business. I'm the one that cleans them. So, but that's okay because, and he knows I like it because it gives me an opportunity to see exactly what's going on with the guns, know wear patterns. You know, that gun, that regulator, 12,500-ish rounds, and it still had perfect, beautiful barrel fit. Because he keeps a little oil on it, you know, he oils it up occasionally.
Right. That's the other thing. A lot of people get out there and they don't understand the importance of getting proper frame fit and proper barrel fit, how that's not going to grind the gun down and it's not going to eventually get to that loose military tolerance simply because it was fit right in the first place.
Exactly.
So. But I'll tell you this, for anybody out there that has never had the pleasure of running a Chambers gun, you should run, if you can find somebody that's got one that will let you run their gun, you should do it, and that's all I'm going to say. It's like, you'll start hearing that monkey song, "Now I'm a Believer," playing in your head as soon as you start pulling the trigger on that. But we come back to my problem. So now, like, I went down today and had my back tweaked, and I was carrying my Chambers gun because I do not intend to miss if I'm having to shoot at somebody. I don't intend to miss to hit the wrong thing. And that's because the gun gives me all this confidence. Now, for somebody like Steve, he doesn't have that issue, does he? I mean, he just shoots so much. He just good with everything, but does Steve actually run anything like just a regular old out-of-the-box gun? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has quite a few out-of-the-box guns, and he demos with them at class to show students, hey, you know, this is what I can do with a stock Glock, you know, a Gen 5 Glock, or this is what I can do with whatever. You know, and then obviously he has a base model gun from us. He has a base model gun from Nighthawk. So, you know, he absolutely does that for students, but he's also showing students what performance, that you can buy performance.
Right.
Because there's still a portion of the crowd out there that goes, well, you can't really buy that much performance, but you can. You know, and when you take somebody like Steve or Chuck or Jared or, you know, Aaron Cowan, any of these guys that shoot and train for a living, or even you take somebody like me or David that shoots all the time, or Eric, and you go, okay, I want you to shoot this stock, you know, stock Glock, just for say-so's sake. You know, I can shoot in the 90s with it, low 90s, but you give me one of my own guns, and I just bought 10 points of performance.
Right.
And so when you cross that over into carry world, and you go, okay, is it worth it? Well, depends. You know, do you want to hit the old lady in the parking lot, or do you want to hit the guy with the AK-47 shooting at the old lady in the parking lot?
Hang on for me.
Yeah.
Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side. ChambersCustom.com. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Now, I know that Chuck Pressburg and Jared Reston and Steve, who all have various backgrounds where they've actually driven a gun as a profession, and I presume, I don't know about, to be honest with you, I don't know about any of the three. Have they actually been involved in things where they actually had to, you know, go live, get loud with some of these things in their past?
Well, I mean, everybody knows Jared. Well, I mean, all you got to do is Google Jared and you'll learn about his story. I mean, he was literally shot in the face by a .45 caliber Glock as a police officer. He survived. He won the day. You could say the other guys. I would let those guys answer for themselves because that's kind of a personal.
Gotcha.
Thing,
gotcha. So now you talked about Jared. Now Jared was a Glock guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's already been through what I'm going through because he had to be convinced and then, I guess, convince himself that this is real, that this his is the regulator, that the regulator was actually a better gun in combat than a Glock. Am I right about that?
Well, I think he would agree that the regulator is quite the amazing weapon.
Does he still carry Glocks from time to time, or is he fully all the way out there?
Well, he just recently retired.
Right.
And so I think now he obviously owns Glocks, but I think now he's carrying a regulator when he's carrying, and for the most part. And then we have the new gun we're doing for him coming out, which would be the Ness, which is a commander version of the regulator.
And it's called, going to be called what?
The Ness, as in Elliot Ness.
Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. That's it.
Yeah. Will it look like a fat WMGC?
Similar.
Similar.
But
yeah.
Different. Yeah, it's going to have a stainless slide that's partially tri-cut and, you know, stainless small part. It's kind of a dressed-up, chopped-down regulator, if you will.
Now, the other problem I'm running into is I try to make this full transition over to just going with this with my Chambers pistol is, and we've talked about this before, holsters. Although that's slowly being dragged out there into the mainstream, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there is a slight difference in the geometry of your guns and any other 2011 out there, isn't there? Just a slight one, not very pronounced. You'd have to how would you say you would measure it? Would you have to what tool would you use to measure it?
Oh, caliper. I mean, it's our gun is just a little fatter in the slide and frame. It's a little more robust, if you will. And I was actually just dealing with a holster company, a major holster company, like the major one, this last week, and I'm building a dummy gun for them because they actually test every holster with the gun that's being built for before they send it out the door to the customer, which really surprised me because they built thousands, tens of thousands of holsters a year, and they needed a dummy gun from me in order to make sure that the guns work properly. I'm like, okay, no problem. Yeah, here it is. But, holsters for these guns are going to become more and more mainstream as more people start carrying them and using them for a variety of purposes. You already see Tentacle has come out with an amazing holster for people that want to carry AI identity with or without a light. You already see the Filter has a couple of amazing options. Safari Land has come out with really, really nice duty carrying rigs. A number of clients have been using some of the Blackhawk options. You know, I have a Blackhawk and I used it.
You're breaking up on me really bad now. I need to hear this because I'm looking for a holster myself.
Oh, is that better right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just to recap, you know, Tentacore, obviously they got great AIWB and just IWB options. You know, Filster's come out with a couple of options, inside and outside the waistband. Of course, Safari Land is coming out with their duty rig style holsters. And there's a whole litany of other companies. You've got Garrett, you've got Redline Tactical. I just got in a new holster rig for a different kind of carry from Gunfighters Inc. I got the Kenai, which is a chest rig.
Right.
For carrying, you know, when I'm in the woods or I'm on a four-wheeler or I'm just doing chores around the farm or whatever, and I don't want to have a gun on my belt. So, yeah, I think the longer, the more of these guns get out there, the more mainstream and mainline the holsters are going to come. And then you also have, you know, your custom holster guys, you know, your Carl Collins, I don't know what's his name down in Arizona, Five Shot Leather. I can't think of his name now. Anyways, Five Shot Leather down there in Arizona. And all those guys are doing great work with custom leather stuff.
Yeah, Exodus Leather. He makes a wide variety of holsters for the perfect geometry on those guns. But I'm looking.
Oh, yeah.
I have one. I have one of his Illusions. And that is a great holster. But I'm looking for something that I can wear to a, you know, out in the mud. Because unfortunately, even though I never had a gun get buried in the mud, I have trained in a lot of mud.
Mm-hmm.
Trained in a lot of mud over time. So you don't think there's anything wrong then with my problem that you've seen this before and people, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to find the right solution for you. You know, like for me, the right solution was when I'm going about town, I carry it in my Velo 4 from Tentacore. I carry my stand. When I'm out on the farm or in the woods, you know, I carry a Kenai most of the time now.
Yeah. Turn your head again.
You just have to find the solution that's good for you personally.
Right. Well, the gun is definitely that is definitely the solution as far as that goes. And now, just once I find the holster and figure out the which I need to find a really close fitting outside the waistband one. That's what I need to find. I'll have to go take a look at Tentacore. Have they got their? I know you were talking about that. Is there outside the waistband?
No, they don't. They don't have one yet. He's working on one, but they don't have it yet. Not yet. I know I got a couple of clients that carry in Garrett Industries, and I know a couple of clients that carry in Redline Tactical holsters outside their waistband, and those seem to work pretty well.
Right. Very good. Well, I will definitely look into that as well, since you've given those up. But in the interim, we'll do this again next week, and when we come back, we'll continue on the journey of the 1911 as or the 2011 or the 2019. Are all of your guns, are they now 2019s?
Oh, no. We're still building 1911s, and of course. Before we go, I want to congratulate you on show 1999.
Yeah, this is the tomorrow will be show 2000. Thank you very much for that, sir. And I want to thank you for Joe has decided to stay around and continue to do this in 2021. Who knows what comes up in 2021? We're probably, I don't know, Black Plague, Comet Strike, whatever. We'll be here. So, but I don't want to thank you for that. So,
thank you, sir.
ChambersCustom.com. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook, Chambers Custom. I'll be in touch, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.